When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. I love Thursdays because we do Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight, and you get to know so many interesting people and businesses in town in the WGHN studio. Chris Green, Executive Director for the Midwest Miniatures Museum. Hello, nice to meet you. How are you?
I am very well. Happy to be here.
Wonderful. You know, I haven't been in your museum yet. I haven't been in yet.
You know, we hear that a lot.
So, do you really? You
know, we're trying to get out there and make sure folks know who we are, what we do, and we appreciate you having us on here.
First of all, we're going to talk about Grand Haven Main Street, but let's talk about the permanent collection at the museum. I'm on the website right now. I love all this little stuff. When I was a little girl, you know, I had a dollhouse. It wasn't like a really fancy one, but who doesn't love this stuff?
That's the thing, is folks don't realize how kind of ubiquitous miniatures are. They grew up with some kind of miniature. Either you had trains that you grew up with, you had the little village, Christmas villages, you had a dollhouse, something to that effect. There's so many people that you know that are into these kinds of things, or even you, without realizing that that's what they are, is called miniatures.
I love this. And I always thought it would be really cool, like if you did a movie about somebody getting stuck in their own Christmas village. Think about a movie about somebody being stuck in their own dollhouse or something like that. So the permanent collection has a lot of amazing things. What is your demographic? I'm curious. Is it mostly women?
Yeah, I would say older women, it tends to be. But, you know, the thing that I always say, because a lot of times you'll have, a lot of what we have is grandparents that come in with grandchildren.
Okay.
And the grandma is really excited about the spot. The kids get really excited about the spot. And the grandpa sometimes might kind of be a little bit drug into the situation. But I always tell them at the front desk, you're going to love the experience. And they always come away. I've never had somebody who maybe seemed less enthused about coming in, leave less enthused. They normally leave just as enthusiastic as everybody else.
Oh, I believe it. I know someone that like she has a dollhouse in every, like for every season she redecorates. You get it. You know what? And she has all this stuff that she does and paints, and it's just amazing to me. You've got something coming up on October 29th. What is the MMM Art Show? What is that?
Yeah, we have an art competition that we do every year. Mm-hmm. We solicit artists both locally, but also from throughout the country that are doing any sort of a miniature project. We also try to kind of more broadly construe that. So we have different kinds of artists that work in different scales, because that's the big thing with miniaturism, is it's a scaled down version of a larger thing.
Right.
So the scale is the important part, but there's a lot of artists that work in different kinds of scale. And so we're trying to be a little bit more broad about including different kinds of art in that competition. And
okay.
The 29th will be when that show opens, and we'll have the awards ceremony for the artists. And I think on the 30th, actually, we're going to have a awards ceremony for them. We'll invite members to participate in that for that event. And then everybody will get to see the show and get to see who won the competition.
You got my wheels spinning now. I have granddaughters. And so now I'm thinking, you know, Gigi needs to have a dollhouse that stays at her house, and I'll just add to it year after year after year. Tell me about your background. How did you get involved in all of this?
Yeah, my background is a little bit different from this world. This world is fairly new to me. I actually come from working in natural history museums. I primarily worked with indigenous communities, especially on getting ancestors and sacred objects back to indigenous communities.
Mm-hmm.
I did a PhD working with indigenous communities in the South Pacific and an island called New Caledonia. So my background, prior to being at this museum, I was a director of collections and exhibits at a museum, in the Pacific Grove Museum of Natural History in California. And then we had a little kiddo, and we needed to get him back by grandma and grandpa and back home. And we always knew we wanted to be back here. So here we are, and very excited to have an opportunity in such an interesting museum here.
I get that. I lived in Seattle, and once I had my twins, I thought, what am I doing? They need to know their heritage, they need to know their grandparents, and so I moved back too, so I totally get that.
It's a slam dunk.
It is, isn't it? It really, really is. How important is Grand Haven Main Street to what you guys do at Midwest Miniatures Museum?
Yeah, there's a lot of great symbiotic kind of relationship, because we find that we are drawing in tourists both regionally. You know, folks are looking us up when they're coming into town and finding this is a good excuse to come for a day or mm-hmm. to come for overnight. But we also find that there's a certain amount of international tourists that are just interested in miniatures. Not that many people yet, but we do have international tourists who are visiting specifically for the miniatures. So we're bringing business in for those folks, and they're advertising what we have going on, both to tourists and to locals alike. We're also trying to orient more towards locals in mm-hmm. particular. Mm-hmm. So if we can really attract local folks and that they are really enthusiastic about what we do, then we should, you know, obviously appeal to tourists as well. So
yeah, you could become a member of this Midwest Miniatures Museum as well. What does that mean when you're a member? What does that mean?
It's free admission. It depends on the scale of the membership that you get, obviously, in terms of how many are admitted for free.
Mm-hmm.
But then we're also ramping up some member events. Like I said, for the art competition, we have the awards event night. Mm-hmm. And so that would be something that members are going to be invited to. Specifically, it will not be open to the public otherwise.
Okay.
We'll have workshops that we're having artists starting to get lined up for next calendar year so that members could participate in workshops to just learn. You don't have to be a miniaturist to take a workshop.
A miniaturist.
And to really learn something kind of fun and interesting. So
I love this.
Yeah, should be lots of opportunities for members in the coming year.
Wonderful. So if somebody's interested in supporting what you guys do, that would be a good way. Or they can, you know, make another donation. You have that. I'll make sure I have links into the podcast on where they can do that. But I see that you have a gift shop. My wheels are spinning. I have to tell you, to be honest with you, I have a Barbie beach house. It's a traveling Barbie beach house. I bring it over to the grandkids and I change it up with the different seasons. And it was part of a Coast Guard Barbie thing I was doing. I got a lot of ideas for my Barbie beach house from your posts on Facebook, from looking at the little, going, oh, I think I could get that little orange. I could do that. I could do this. I could get fabric and make a rug. It was amazing. And you really, the tiny little, people have carpal tunnel from doing all this stuff, you know?
Uh-huh.
I love it. I am so excited. Are you going to do anything special for Christmas? Do you have a Christmas house on display?
We have some Christmas displays that we'll put out.
You will, okay.
And we're really trying to ramp it up because we find that a lot of folks are really excited to see the house because the house itself is just gorgeous. If you're not familiar, it's the Robbins House. It's right next to the courthouse here in the downtown area. So it's just a beautiful house. And we haven't really done justice to it for the holidays yet. And so our goal, I don't know that we'll fully get there this year.
Okay.
But the goal is to start ramping it up this year and next so that way people can just visit the house as well during a really cozy time of year.
I love it. What do you like to do in your spare time, Chris?
Oh, that's a good question. I have a one-year-old right now.
Yes, you don't have a lot of spare time.
Boy or girl? Focused on him. He's a young boy, Walter. And
aww.
Then we actually have another on the way that is due in the next couple months. So
oh my gosh.
My spare time is very consumed by babies right now.
It is right now. And you're in the thick of it. And I've got a daughter that's in the thick of it. And so it's nice to be a grandparent because you can come visit, you help out, and then you're like, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. I just sugared you up and I'm leaving. And, you know, it's like you feel like you come full circle. My one granddaughter's still young, but I think I can bring the four-year-old. When little kids come to the museum, I mean, are their hands wanting to get in there, or is it protected where they can't really touch a whole lot?
Yeah, we make sure everything's protected.
Okay, good.
That's not just little kids' sensibilities. That's everybody's
sensibilities. Because I'd want to touch something too. You're right.
I mean, that's kind of the thing with miniatures is they're so precious.
Yes.
You both want to see them, and to really see them, a lot of times you do want to pick them up and see them in their three dimensions.
Yeah.
So, everything is protected in there.
Okay, good.
But what we try to have for kiddos, and we find it's an incredible way to get them to slow down and to look closely, because that's one of the things that kids really don't often do anymore, is to just slow down and look close. And so we have a scavenger hunt, and the scavenger hunt is essentially a Where's Waldo, trying to find the little things in the little pieces, and they get very enthusiastic to kind of accomplish the challenge, I suppose, of finding all the things.
I love it. I love it. This is awesome. I can't wait to visit, bring my one granddaughter and check things out and get great ideas for my Barbie beach house. But you're right. I think people don't realize that they really love this stuff till they actually go to the museum and then they are hooked. What is the gift? Does the gift shop sell little little couches. I'm so excited.
It's got a lot of little bits and bobs. There's kits so that you can put things together. There are things that are pre-made that you can kind of into a house if you had purchased a house or you're building something for a granddaughter or something like that. There's a lot of different ways to kind of get started with things. We don't have full-on houses. We do have two auctions, summer auctions.
So wonderful.
People want to donate things, and sometimes we're not able to bring them into the collection, mm-hmm. in which case, if they're willing, then we will try to rehome them at an auction. And so look out for those two auctions that we have in the early summer and late summer if you're interested
in trying
to start up a house.
What are your hours?
Our hours right now are 11 to 5 Wednesday through Saturday. We just changed our hours.
That's why I'm really
thinking about it. And then on Sundays, we're open noon to 4. So that's going to be our winter hours. Our summer hours are slightly different.
A little bit different. Yeah. That's awesome you're open on Sundays, though. A lot of times people in town are like, there's nothing to do here on us. And I'm like, there's lots of stuff to do. So nice to meet you.
Yeah, it's really great being here. It's nice to meet you.
Now, okay, again, my wheels are spinning again. How cool would it be to have a miniature radio station?
We would love to have artists be commissioned for more local pieces because our collection is national. It's or international, really. Some of the most impressive pieces that we have are miniatures of the Vatican. One of the things that we're going to have on display next year is a 11-foot-long Titanic.
So
we have really cool pieces that are international pieces, but we really would love to find artists that we could commission to do some local.
Spots. Little coffee cup and and like a little microphone for the DJ, mm-hmm. and then like a little person in a suit yelling at you for playing that song. Okay, my wheels are spinning. So nice to meet you, and I look forward to checking out the Midwest Miniatures Museum. Chris Green, Executive Director, thanks for being here.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
It has been another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight.
So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. Don't wait a minute more. Downtown. Everything's great.